Blog Talk Radio.
A big mouth, a big mouth. There's a rumor being said about me and the crew, about something we did or supposed to do. You might not have heard it, or maybe you have, but when I first heard it, all I did was laugh. I used to get anger and all uptight, but you can say what you want to spell my name right. Cause all I never get to y'all was lock of the house. But that's not what the rumor was all about. Now if you like me, then tell all your friends. And if you don't, wait until you see me again. This way I can hear from the horse's mouth. And right then and there we can straighten it out. Because I don't get involved with he says, she says. So take my advice and quit while you're ahead. Because one day I might not last. The day your mouth might break, your behind can't catch.
You got a big mouth. A big mouth. You got a big mouth.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady, and I know I'm late. I was at a festival, but I was sipping a little bit, but I'm here. I am here. It's your girl, you know me, better known as, who am I? What am I?
Aura Blabber!
Yeah, you know me, just blabbing my mouth like I do on Saturdays. And I apologize to everybody for being late today. It was a beautiful day here in Chicago, and the weather was nice, and I was at a festival. But before I get started about what's been going on with me this week, let's give a shout-out to Blog Talk Radio, because I say it every week. If it wasn't for Blog Talk Radio, there would be no platform. And I wouldn't be able to blab my mouth and talk to you guys. I'd just be sitting at home talking to myself like I normally do. Anyway, shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to Marcel, Turo, Juju, Cap, Miss Beverly, you know, 2G's has got to get his shout out every week. 2G's, shout out to 2G's, and did I say Juju? Yaya, welcome back, Yaya. Soldier Yaya, she's back on and popping, and I'm so happy that Yaya is back. Yay, Yaya. I'm glad to have you back, girl. Who else do I need to shout out to? I said to Turo, I said to Juju, I said to Cap, I said to Miss Beverly. Oh, and you know what? How could I forget all of you people out there in all the different countries that tune in to me, to listen to me babble about what's been going on in my world and what I've been seeing and hearing and, you know, just talking shit as I normally do. I have so many of you guys that I don't want to say the whole list anymore, because that list will take me at least 5 minutes. So once again, thanks to all you countries that listen to me, and I'm so thankful. And you know, that's what's up. So well, let me give y'all this. Proper thank you from me to everybody out there that listens to the show. So as I was saying, I was at a festival. I'm going to try something different today. Let's see if this works while I talk about my week. So I don't know if y'all can hear that music. I'm trying something new. But I was at a festival at Northwestern today called Dillo. It was a music festival. It's really nice. The weather was even better. It was beautiful out there. And it was on the lake of Lake Michigan. So I walked around and, you know, I sipped a little wine. I don't drink anymore like I used to. I don't drink at all. So this little bit of wine that I had today had me tipsy. So that's my reason for being on late. And I do apologize. This week was a good week. It really was. A friend of mine that I haven't seen in years. I've known him. I met this person right after I graduated from high school. And they were starting their freshman year. And I was leaving to go to New York. Anyways, I met this individual and we became really, really good friends. And we ended up losing contact with each other. When I moved from D.C. to Dallas. So anyways, we got caught up and we've been talking to each other, which was really great. But the thing that got me, and I don't even know if I did a shout out, but shout out to my friend TC. But I'm still wondering how this individual got a phone number on me that hasn't been my phone number for at least, now that I've been home in Chicago, 3 years. So when they said to me, well, what's your number? This is the number that I have on you. And when they said the number, I'm like, wait a minute. How do you get that number? Because the number, I got that number when I was living in Dallas. So I had left D.C., had been in Dallas for years, until I got that number. So I'm like, wait a minute, how you get that number? But it doesn't matter. We're speaking again, and I'm so happy. That's a good friend to have in my life. You know, two people have come back in my life that have been really cool people. Two people that I never thought would never come back into my life. And I didn't want to ever lose their friendship. So I'm so happy to, I don't know, for this person to be back in my life. So it was a good week, y'all. It's a good week. On that note, let me break to a commercial like I usually do. Get my notes together so we can get down to the meat and potatoes, what's been going on, all the little, I'm not going to say, I'm trying not to swear so much anymore, but all the craziness. So with that being said, I'm going to break to a quick commercial, and I'll be right back. And you know what? It's your girl Big Mouth. Always being a lady. And that's what's up. Let me get my notes together. I'll be right back, y'all. Hold on. Today's podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. That's Benicia. Family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know.
my dad started. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
Thank you.
You're listening to Archie, Big Mouth, that's what's up. Those are my babies. I'm going to be spending some more time with them coming up soon because school will be out and they have a, I guess, a little break in between summer camp and school. So in between that time, guess what there will be? They will be with me, their Auntie Tia. I'm excited. So you know what I forgot to say, y'all? I don't know how I forgot to say this. I do it every week. The opinions that are stated on this show are strictly those of Big Mouth. And for entertainment purpose only, they're not anybody else. It's just me. I'm just rambling on about things that are going on. And they're just for entertainment purposes, y'all. I'm just talking. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. I forgot to say it earlier. I don't know how I forgot to say it, but I forgot to say it. I know, I forgot. So, let's get into the meat and potatoes for this week. Where's Waldo? I feel like I found him out here in Chicago at some hospital. Where is Waldo? Waldo. Eric, where are you? Where is Eric? Here I be. No. It looks like Jamie Foxx is now here in Chicago at some rehab facility. That's what they say. I don't know. I ain't seen him. I'm just repeating. But it seems like, yeah, he's supposed to be here and he's at a rehab facility. And, you know, I've been talking about rehabilitation and suffering from strokes and learning how to speak again, things that I have had to overcome in the last year. And he may very well be in the rehab center. And that might be why his family's not saying much, because if that's the case, and if it's anything like how I had become, he's got a little work on his hand. And, or the family and him, they've got some work on their hands in getting him back together. But I have come back quickly, strong, as what Trumpster would say, bigly. But he may be out here. I don't know. But trying to find out where this mofo is or what's going on with him because family ain't telling the truth. And he's Waldo right now. He's a Waldo. Waldo. And I was going to start talking about... I guess I will. Kim Kardashian, again, she's in the news. She's just everywhere. Not everywhere, but she's just been seen flirting with so many people, or the PR people have been putting it out there that she's been flirting with so many people. You know, that's like a hot potato. One potato, two potato, three potato, four. She has now been rumored to been with Usher Raymond. Oh boy, do I got stories to tell about Usher Raymond, but we can't do that right now. With Usher Raymond, what's his name? The football player. What is that man's name? Tom Brady. Rumored with Tom Brady? Where the hell did he come from? Well, come to find out. So he says to everybody, that's not true. He said it very quick to let everybody know that ain't what it is. She ain't the one. She's not his type. You know, she's just everywhere. She's so greedy to be in the limelight and to be in people's faces and be of something. But it looks like their empire is slowly starting to crumble. From taking out loans on their houses to what else? Just being supposedly seen or flirtatious with all these different, or trying to be seen with all these new men. They're not having it. And that's the thing that the Kardashians just don't seem to understand. It's over now. We are tired of you. We have seen, what more could we possibly see about you, about your life? You done, how many people have they done been with football players? They done had babies by rappers. They've had, what else? They just been a hot potato, two potatoes, three potato, four. Don't nobody want that. Everybody knows about them now, so they don't want to be a part of that mess. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Tom Brady? Where the hell did that come from? Anyway, so I hear that Kanye and Bianca might be planning on creating a family. That would be so cute and wonderful if he did. It would be so cute. Now, I know that they're starting the clothing line and they're trying to get all this stuff together and trying to make a baby in between that. Could happen. You know, people boink when they boink. So, but who knows? But it's busy. It's a busy time for them, trying to get everything up and going, and the crazy-ass Kardashians, trying to keep them out of their life and trying to get their stuff together. But if they were to have a baby anytime soon, I want to be the godmother. Wouldn't that be cute? What would they name that baby? I don't know. Skims? All right, y'all. I done had a little bit to drink this evening, and that's what's up. That's what I did, and I'm here. It's your girl Big Mouth, and I will be back in 2 minutes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, boy. It's your girl Big Mouth. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickie's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat? Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being a lady. Well, at least I try to be. Always being a lady and a blabbermouth. Welcome back. Welcome back. You know, I was thinking during the commercial, what's that saying, shame on me, do something once, shame on me, whatever, whatever. That's what they feel like her. With Kim. They're staying away from her. They do not want, they call it a curse. It ain't a curse. They just know that she's bad news and they're just not dealing with it. I mean, they've run through a gamut of people. I mean, a gamut. And everybody they've run through has had an issue within their life from not even just relationships, like, well, sexual, marital relationships. I mean, they stole the money from Brandy. They wanted to fight the Jordan girl because she supposedly was messing around with Chloe's dude. And it's just been so much of a mess. It's so much chaos with them. You know, anyway, let me get on a different subject. I'm tired of talking about them, but it was something I thought about that, whatever that song is, shame on you. You mess with me once, shame on me, mess with me twice, whatever that thing is. That's the one that I'm trying to say with them. So anyway. Deja vu. I mean, deja vu. It seems like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle were in a high-speed chase in New York recently, and I guess there was an accident or whatever, and the paparazzi and all that, and there's a couple of things with this that kind of stuck with me on that. The paparazzi here in the United States, yeah, they're bad, but they're not as bad as in Europe or in England. I'm going to say England, excuse me, y'all. But I don't know if this one merited the extremity of what they were trying to say happened. Now, I get it that Harry scared about paparazzis chasing him, especially the way his mother was killed. And it may have felt that way to him or to them. But the severity of or the extremeness of the paparazzis here in the U.S. are not at the same level, I don't think, as they are in Europe. And they were trying to say that, you know, it was just like deja vu to them. And I get that part. But it just doesn't, I mean, New York, traffic can only go so fast anyway. Now, if they were following them and they were stopped at the light, then they may have gang-hoed them and started taking pictures all up on the car. But as far as the actual high-speed chase, I don't see that because traffic in New York doesn't allow for it that. You know what I mean? It just doesn't allow for the high-speed chase because you can only go so fast through New York because there's so many people and so many cars. So I don't know. I get it. I understand that that's something that's very sensitive for him and traumatic for them or for him. I get that. But I don't think that it was as bad as they were making it seem. You know what I'm saying? The traffic, I just don't know. That's my opinion. So, you know, deja vu. And what is this about these kids got the okay? They asked for it. They got dressed up. They were supposed to dress up as some great figure of America, an American figure, I should say. And these kids, I think they were junior high kids, they asked their teacher, would it be okay if they dressed up, get this now, as a grand poobah wizard of the, you know. Now, first of all right, that story bothered me quite a bit. It really did, because in order to do that, first of all, you gotta cut up some sheets. And you know your mama ain't gonna let you do that. And I got that from Funky DeNeva. As far as you know, households, especially black households, you're not going to cut up some good sheets and go up there dressed up as them letters. But the grand poobah wizard is somebody that this kid went to a teacher and said if it was okay for him to do. And the teacher gave the okay. Now, I know we are all allowed our rights, our free right to say whatever, but to me, that was a bit much. It was a bit much from the teacher giving the okay. Like, no, that to me would be like a hate crime. You know what I mean? To say that was okay from the teacher. And then for the parents to even, suggested it, but the grand wizard or grand poobah of these letters isn't somebody that you hear about all the time. So you had to research. There had to be back history on that. It was a known fact about this man somehow, and this kid wanted to dress up as him. And the parents said, that's a good, you can go ahead and do that. I just think that that was a horrible thing. It was more like a hate crime. Now, if that had been a black child coming as, we're not going to say Martin Luther King, because that's somebody that they would have probably dressed up as. It was somebody that was known publicly, not just, well, you know what I mean, just publicly that everybody knew about. No one knew about this grand wizard. Only certain people within certain, you know, families or communities would have known about this man. I just don't know. I thought that was just a horrible thing that they did, and they said it was okay. And just like if it was a black person, they wouldn't have been. If it was a person of color, they would have come up with some reason to say no. And I do believe that happened one time. I forgot the person. She was it wasn't Harriet Tubman, the young lady wanted to dress up as. oh, I think it was like Bethune-Cookman, and the teacher told her no. And boy, that didn't go well. So in that situation, the young lady's mother stood up on her behalf. And I think it was Bethune-Cookman, somebody like that, you know, that's known but not as well known. And the teacher was like, well, she's not really, I guess, I'm paraphrasing this, somebody that people really know, you know, and suggested that the child dressed up as somebody else. Now, you did that to her, but you didn't do that to this kid that wanted to dress up like the big letter people. It was okay. I don't understand what the, why, you know, this shit now is just really crazy. And I'm going to take a break because that kind of pisses me off. The more I think about it, the more I get pissed off. It's your girl Big Mouth, pissed off, talking about these people dressing up in these letters. Well, they didn't dress up in the letters, but they dressed up in these letters outfits. I don't even want to say whose letters, who the letters are, because we all have a good idea as to what letter people, wizards, I'm speaking on. And on that note, because I'm getting pissed off and I'm trying to stay in a mellow mood, especially since I had me some wine this evening, I'll be right back. It's your girl Big Mouth, and that's what's up. It pisses me off. That's just crazy. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and no, I'm no longer pissed off, but that story, it just didn't sit well with me. The fact that the teacher allowed for the child or the student to dress up that way. There's so much hate in the world. There's just so much hate. And at some point, we have got to try to stop it some kind of way. And for a teacher to say that it's okay that the child dress up that way is just horrible. And then for the child's family to okay it for him to dress up that way is just unbelievable. We've got to try to work on some way to get this hate out. You know, I think that the last bit of the resonant of those individuals will be around, I'm going to give it at least another, another 20, 30 years. And once all they're gone, like people of my grandmother's age and my parents' age and really up to my age will kind of be hopefully the end of just this train of thought. But, you know, we never would have thought that it would still be going on in 2023. It's just, you know, amazing. Anyway, you know what I forgot to say, as I always do, I forget something. We lost Jim Brown. Man, he was a great football player, an activist, an actor, and we lost him this week. So rest in peace to Jim Brown. He was sexy. He was sexy. Sexy. He was. He was, even when he was old and, you know, just not youthful, he was still sexy. He was just a sexy man, just a chocolate gumdrop. And don't come and haunt me in my sleep while I'm, you know, sleeping tonight because I said that you was a sexy man, but you were, and I'm going to give credit where credit is due. And I'm thankful for what you stood up for, the things that you stood up for, and you were just a, you know, a good man. A good man. So, and what else did I forget to tell y'all earlier? We celebrated Malcolm X's birthday on the 19th. So it's happy, heavenly, belated birthday to the man, Malcolm X. And that's pretty much what I forgot to tell y'all. And let's see. I don't know. I'm cutting it short tonight. I'm late. I'm sleepy. And I'm running my mouth. Now, like, I'm really rambling right now. So with that being said, and I know I just came back from a commercial, and I'm not trying to hold y'all late tonight because I'm just really, really, really babbling. I'm going to take my last commercial, and I shall be back with y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. All right? Okay. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I look fly and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
You're listening to
Archie of
Big Mouth. That's what's up.
That's what's up. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. And I was thinking, I've always run my mind about things and, you know, just babbling. Shout out to my niece, Kina. She had some surgery done. And I should have said that earlier to her. And it was a successful surgery. Shout out to her. Please get well. Come back home soon. We miss you. And what is going on with Scrappy and Bambi and Erica? And what is going on with them? Oh, just that whole Love and Hip Hop crew. What's the name? What's the Jamaican girl that's on there? She was fussing the other day at Erica Menace about how Erica, I guess, must have been upset with her about Safari saying that she wants her man. You know what? She has gone She's gone wiener crazy. She's wiener whipped. And, you know, from what I've seen and what I hear, he is very well endowed, but everybody does not want Safari. Everybody don't want that man. Erica, just, you know, leave her alone. And you better not mess with that Jamaican girl because she will whoop your ass for real. She will whoop your ass for real. She ain't playing now. And she came on and was in the airport saying she'll whoop your ass. That you didn't want no fire with her, no smoke. Not at all with her. And I don't blame her, girl. Well, anyway. And Scrappy and Erica Dixon and Bambi. Now, I guess Erica Dixon's daughter with Scrappy said something about, I guess it was on the internet, I don't know, about don't bring up stuff about Bambi to her. And she wasn't rude. She really wasn't. People were trying to say that something was going on and Bambi had said something. And she was like, no, don't bring that my way. Don't bring me into it. Well, Bambi had started saying something after that. And she went going on and on. And, you know, she should just go on. Just move on and leave that family alone. You're divorced now. There's no reason for you to have anything to say. And you arguing online with she's not a teenager. I think she just graduated. But you look stupid arguing online, on Instagram, on whatever, with this young girl. You look stupid. You're no longer with Scrappy. She's not your stepdaughter anymore. And not saying that you don't care about her, just that you stopped caring about her, but you just look really stupid as hell arguing with this young lady. And then, I don't know, they was trying to get the Child Protective Services involved and trying to get the children away from Erica. Y'all just need to stop. You just need to stop and go on and do what you're going to do. You're supposed to be a boss bitch. Be that boss bitch and put your head up and just move on. You're not with Scrappy no more? Oh, well. Now be the boss bitch that you keep telling everybody that you are and that you don't need scrap and all that stuff. Then that's what you do. Okay? Leave that woman and her kids alone. And stop arguing with that little girl online. You look stupid as hell. I mean, like a fool. That is the dumbest thing in the world to argue. And you know what? You, Bambi, this week, get the song. Yes, you are a donkey. That's just what you look like. You look like a straight-up ass arguing with this young lady online in front of people, and you just look stupid. You really, really, really look stupid. And the song that I really want to say to you would be perfect right now because this is what you are.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're great, eh? Don't go on, don't buy it first class. You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass.
Yes, Bambi, I'm sorry, but you are being a dumbass. I mean, straight up dumbass. All right, y'all. So with that being said, I am taking another break, and that's only because I have nothing else to tell y'all. So on that note, I'll be back. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and that's what's up. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth. You know me, always being the lady. Well, this was something new for me, coming on this late, but I wanted to make my deadline and being on a Saturday. I did not, well, Central Time. Eastern Time, I'm sorry, it came through on a Sunday. But you know what, y'all? I had a great time today. It was a good week, and I apologize. This won't happen. Well, I'm not going to say it. Won't never happen again, but I will do my best to be on time next week. Yep, because the babies will be here, and it's Memorial Weekend next weekend, too. I got to find some clothes. I got to get some clothes. Ah, Lord. On that note, y'all, because I'm just babbling and it's time for me to shut it down. No more wine for me. On that note, thanks to everybody for listening. I apologize for being late. I promise I won't do this again next week. It's your girl, Big Mouth. And like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now. Dig you later. Good night, everybody. Thanks so much for waiting up and being up and listening to me. And just, you know, no more wine. No more wine for me. No more wine. Good night, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mom. Bye.
Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh,
good night, sweetheart. Good night.